It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 19th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. Yesterday's North Dakota COVID-19 testing numbers came in. We saw a lot of them, 4,193 tests completed, but just 29 came back positive, only a 0.6% rate. There are now 3,193 total cases, with 384 still active, 26 currently hospitalized, 75 deaths. North Dakota Democrat Party leaders are calling for a special legislative session to determine how to spend the rest of the federal coronavirus relief aid. But Governor Doug Burgum has rejected the push for the special session. The state received $1.25 billion through the Federal CARES Act Economic Rescue Package. But the state's emergency commission and the legislature's 43-member budget section approved spending more than $524 million of that amount. A body has been recovered from the Missouri River in Bismarck. The body was pulled from the river Thursday night along with a Chevy Malibu. That Malibu matched the description that police had said earlier might be driven by a 37-year-old Bradley Agard. Agard had been missing since Monday. In anticipation of riots this weekend, Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney has issued an emergency declaration, this according to the Fargo Forum. This declaration comes on the heels of the findings that former Deputy Chief Todd Osmundson went undercover without approval. The article goes on to say Mahoney says evidence exists that some protesters intend to carry weapons during Friday's protest. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.